It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Last time I talked to Gideon Kidd, his Twitter account, I've Pet That Dog, had about 90,000 followers. Now he has more than 214,000 followers, and he's still petting dogs. Gideon Kidd is a 10-year-old from Cedar Falls who loves dogs. And almost exactly a year ago, he and his mom, Rachel Bronigan, created a Twitter account so Gideon could share pictures and stories about all of the dogs he meets. He tries to pet at least one new dog per day. And needless to say, Gideon's tweets have gone viral, and I've heard more than one person say that he is the very best thing about Twitter. Daily tweets that make everybody smile. And Gideon is back in the studio with us. Hello, Gideon.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming back. It's been a really big year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
So you have more than doubled the amount of followers that you have on Twitter since the last time we talked. How are you feeling about things right now?
Pretty good. I really like it.
Do you get a lot of new followers every day?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. And you're still trying to pet a dog every day, which can be pretty challenging. How did you do that through the winter months?
A lot of times we had to go to the dog park.
Oh, that's good planning.
Yeah. Rarely we'd see a dog being walked because most of the dogs were probably like let out in the yard.
Right. Or they're out for 3.5 minutes and then everybody wants to go back inside.
Yes.
So you had to go to the dog park. Did you go to the animal shelter sometimes too?
Yes. I normally try to go there about once a month.
And do you sometimes pet a whole bunch of dogs in one day and save them up so you can tweet about it every day?
Yes.
That's just good planning.
Yeah.
Last time you were on our show, I brought in two of my dogs. So you got to meet my dogs and ask questions about them. And so people who heard that conversation know a little bit about what you want to know about every dog. But one of the best parts is not just the great pictures that you post of these dogs, but you always post a little bit of a story. So when you meet a dog and you pet them, what do you try to find out about them?
I tried to find out, well, first, obviously, their name. I like to figure out their breed, their personality, and my most favorite question I ask every single time is, do you have any funny stories about your dog? And I love hearing the cute and funny stories.
Yeah, and almost everybody does have funny stories about their dogs, don't they?
Yeah.
So for people who like dogs and like Twitter, they probably already know about We Rate Dogs, which has 7.93 million followers.
Yes.
So they're a really big deal. And if you like dogs on Twitter, you should totally check them out. But they are fans of yours. In fact, I looked at their account today and they only follow 12 accounts. And you're one of those accounts.
Cool.
So how did you connect with We Rate Dogs? Did they get in touch with you?
Yes. We have been, like, the dog show I went to in about near Christmas time in Orlando, Florida. Matt Nelson invited me to it. That's how I got there, basically.
And that's the person that does We Rate Dogs.
Yes.
Okay, so he saw your Twitter account and loved it. And did he call you? How did he get in touch with you?
Well, mainly, I don't know that much of it, but mainly he talked with my mom.
Okay, so he called or got in touch with your mom and said, we want Gideon to come to the American Kennel Club National Championship Dog Show in Orlando.
Yes, basically.
Wow. How did you react when you heard that?
I was like, oh my gosh, yes!
And the whole family went?
Yes.
That's so exciting. And when you heard that you were going to be going to the AKC National Championship Dog Show, you had to make plans, right?
Yeah.
So what did you do to get ready to go see all those dogs?
I packed a lot of, each dog I hand out a slip, I call it, like a piece of paper that shows, like, where, what the, my, well, I've pet that dog, my logo.
So they can find the tweet that you're going to tweet about their dog.
So I packed a ton of slips. And, yeah, we packed a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Did you research a lot of the breeds that were going to be there? Because I'm sure that you got to see breeds that you don't see at the dog park or in the neighborhood.
Actually, we made a list of breeds that, like a list of breeds that we want to get. And it was like a humongous list, and it was awesome.
Wow. So how did you decide which breeds you really wanted to pet?
I kind of had leveled them down, got my favorite breeds, for instance, the breeds I don't see that much, like St. Bernards, Chow Chows.
Yeah, you had some pretty rare ones on there, like a Chinese crested.
Yeah, that's what the one I was thinking about.
Okay, and an Afghan hound.
Uh-huh.
And a Pumi? I've never heard of a Pumi.
It's it kind of looks like a little my favorite thing about a Pumi is its ears. They're really cute, and they kind of poof up a tiny bit.
Nice.
Like, half of them is up, half of the ears is up, but then the rest of it is going down. It's really cute.
Nice. I'm going to have to look it up, because I have no idea. What color are they usually?
They're normally black.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're really little dogs.
I will look them up. So when you went to the dog show, how did you get to meet all of these different dogs? Because usually when people go to watch a dog show, they don't get to meet all the dogs.
There was a meet the breed section where normally most every breed has had its own section.
Okay. All right. So you just got to go around and meet the different breeds. And you like to ask questions about specific dogs, but I can imagine that at a meet the breeds, they try to tell you more about the breed of dog. There must have been so much information available there. Was it hard to figure out what you wanted to learn about each dog?
Not much. There's big posters about all the dogs. Like, there's tons of writing about the dogs, and some volunteer dogs of that breed went to there, so to the big meet the breed section.
Okay.
So then you got to meet and pet the breed.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you meet normal dogs in your neighborhood, I mean, one of the things you like to share about them sometimes is how naughty they are. And dogs at dog shows are really well-trained dogs. Did you get stories about them being naughty?
Not that many about being naughty. I have one story, not a dog show, but a mascot, actually, of being very, very naughty.
Oh, well, tell me about it.
Do you know Drake University, the college?
Mm-hmm.
The mascot is Griff, the bulldog.
Griff the bulldog, yeah.
Yeah. Well, one time at this fancy party he was invited to, he went up on the buffet table and started eating everything.
Oh, no.
Yes.
But I'll bet everybody there just thought it was adorable.
Yes, probably.
So when you were at that dog show and you got to meet all those different dogs, what else did you do? We rate dogs wanted you to come there. What other things did they want you to do while you were there?
Mainly just go to the dog show. We did go to, while we were there, we went to Universal Studios, the big theme park.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
Nice. No dogs there, though.
Uh-uh.
Nope.
It would be awesome if dogs could go on all the rides.
Or at least swim in the water.
Yeah.
So, you have a younger brother, right?
Yep.
How old is your brother, Nigel?
He is 8 years old.
Okay, so he's about the age now that you were when you started I've Pet That Dog. And I know sometimes you share that he pets dogs with you. What does he think about your Twitter account and all of this attention?
I don't really know.
Yeah?
That much.
Does he like dogs as much as you do?
He actually is a cat lover more than dogs.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good. You're a well-rounded family.
Yeah. We have two cats and one dog, so it's perfect.
Nice. I noticed that on April Fool's Day, your account took kind of a surprising turn. Can you tell us what you did on April Fool's Day?
On April Fool's, instead of me normally with a dog, it was just out of the blue, we decided Nigel should pet a cat. And so we changed, like, the, it was like, we changed, like on the profile picture to when I pet that dog, my mom X'd out dog and put cat.
Did a lot of people respond to you on April Fool's Day? What did they say?
They said stuff like, nice April Fool's joke.
They were really nice looking cats.
Yes, they were.
And the picture was of Nigel petting the cat. So that was his big day of fame on Twitter, huh?
Yes.
So I'm curious. I know that your mom helps you manage this Twitter account.
Yes.
Do you get a lot of messages from people, not just people retweeting what you post, but do people send you messages too?
Do you mean like on Twitter or like, yes, a lot of them. Like, you go first.
Yeah,
sorry.
What kinds of things do they tell you about?
They tell me about, like, your website is wonderful. One guy, even, he adopted a dog because of my website. So a dog got a home.
That's so cool.
Uh-huh.
That's fantastic. And I know, so after you came here last time and you met two of my dogs, it was right after that that I saw that you went and met Griff at Drake University.
Yep.
Do you find that you're getting a lot of invitations to go meet dogs these days?
It's actually getting more and more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can't go meet all of the dogs you get invited to meet.
Yeah.
So how do you decide who you're going to go meet?
Well, we try to meet as many dogs as we can. If we're doing something that day, we say, how about this time? Then we find a time that works so we can pet the dog.
Okay, so you can go do the other things that are important to your family and then take a little time out to pet dogs.
Yes.
You told me last time what your favorite breed was. Do you still have the same favorite breed?
It was the Chihuahua, right?
Right.
I actually still love Chihuahuas, but now it's Saint Bernard's.
Oh, you went from
Chihuahua.
The tiny to the giant.
Well, actually, Saint Bernard's and Chihuahuas are like tied now.
Wow. Did you meet a specific Saint Bernard that made you change your mind?
Not really. I don't know. I just, at the dog show, I met a lot of St. Bernards that were so cute. And kind of like, actually, I just did a school report on them.
Oh, yeah?
Kind of, yeah.
What's the most interesting thing you learned about St. Bernards when you were doing your research?
Well, two facts. One, when, like, in the 1800s, St. Bernards weren't the big fluffy breed of dogs that were like ginormous. They were actually about the size of a lab and didn't have that big fluffy coat of fur.
Interesting.
And the other thing, they actually served as rescue dogs in the 1800s again. They served as rescue dogs. But nowadays, St. Bernards could not be rescue dogs because the big fur would, like, freeze.
Oh, that's interesting. That's very... I never thought about... Their hair must be really hard to take care of.
Yeah.
And that would make them hard to have as working dogs. That's a lot of upkeep.
Yeah.
On their fur. Mm-hmm. Do you still have a wish list? You got to meet all of those dogs when you were in Orlando. Do you still have a wish list of breeds that you're hoping to meet?
Not not a wish. Well, actually, we did not do all of the breeds. There were some, like, in the meat, the breed sections that they did not have.
Oh.
I can't remember the breed of dog, like, one or two breeds of dogs they did not have, but it started with a P. I can't remember.
I bet you'll find them somehow.
Oh, wait, a Pooley. Pooley. That's it. Pooley. Yeah.
Another one I'm going to have to look up.
Yes.
Are they big or little?
Like little.
All right. I will look them up and find out about them. Do you feel pressure to keep doing this? I mean, you've got a lot of fans and a lot of followers, but you're 10 years old. You've got a lot of other things to do. Do you feel pressured to keep doing it?
I don't really feel that much pressure. I do not feel any pressure that much. I just really love it. I love dogs, and I think they're amazing creatures, and I really want to keep doing this.
All right, good. Well, I hope you keep doing it, because yes. We'll keep looking at your pictures. You've had all these messages from people about how these pictures make them feel, and they do. They make people smile. They make people feel happy, and I can't think of anything better than inspiring somebody to go and adopt a dog. But do you have hopes for the future? Do you have goals?
I'm not really, like, I do not think that much about the future. I just kind of think about what's happening right now.
Think that makes a lot of sense. It's kind of like an attitude that a dog might have, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm pretty dog-like, kind of, yeah.
Right, a kindred spirit to dogs.
Yes. Thanks.
Well, keep doing your thing, Gideon. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Gideon Kidd is a 10-year-old from Cedar Falls. His Twitter account, I've Pet That Dog, has more than 214,000 followers, and he still has a whole lot of dogs to pet. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio. Our producers are Caitlin Harrop, Emily Woodbury, and Dennis Reese. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. Production assistance from Tony Daner and Camus Leeson. I'm Charity Nebbe. This is Talk of Iowa. Gideon Kidd is a 10-year-old from Cedar Falls. His Twitter account, I've Pet That Dog, has more than 214,000 followers, and he still has a whole lot of dogs to pet. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio. Our producers are Caitlin Harrop, Emily Woodbury, and Dennis Reese. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. Production assistance from Tony Daner and Camus Leeson. I'm Charity Nebbe. This is Talk of Iowa.